With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. U.S. stocks saw a record January, but data on China's economy is causing concern.
The growth rate of 6.6% that we saw for 2018 was the worst in decades. That was the worst annual growth since 1990. So if you're just looking at the data alone, it's not a really pretty picture.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ira Yosebashvili has the details. But first, here are some other top stories. All eyes are on President Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night, with the president and Democrats still at odds over border security. The nation is facing the looming threat of another potential government shutdown or a presidential declaration of a national emergency without a compromise by February 15th. That's when funding for the current stopgap spending bill expires. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will deliver the Democratic response to the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Google parent Alphabet reported 22% revenue growth in the latest quarter, a strong showing as the tech industry faces more public scrutiny. The company reported per-share earnings of $12.77 in the fourth quarter. Alphabet's revenue was $39.28 billion for the quarter and $136.82 billion for the full year. The world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev, is exploring a stock market listing of its Asia business. Budweiser's brewer has appointed J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley to work on the potential initial public offering, first reported by Bloomberg News. The brewer has raised considerable debt, some $109 billion, as it acquires other brands. The company's Asian business accounts for about 20% of its global volume. And finally, could the number of Super Bowl ads featuring robots hint at our anxieties about technology? Several companies ran ads featuring robots during the big game. Public relations firm Edelman found that fear of joblessness is high, with more than half of the respondents to a recent survey citing automation as a concern. For more on whether that's what was reflected during the Super Bowl, check out Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Brewer's piece on our website, WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Still to come, investors are worried China could be a threat to a rebound in U.S. stocks. Some investors see slowing growth in China, the world's second largest economy, as the biggest threat to U.S. stocks, following their best January in decades. Joining us now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Ira Yosebashvili. So, Ira, slowing global growth has been a concern for investors, even as the U.S. economy has been humming along. What is the latest data out of China showing us?
Well, one recent data point that we mentioned in the story has been PMI, which shows manufacturing output. And that showed that manufacturing output continued to slow in January, not as quickly as in December, but still contracting. And of course, the growth rate of 6.6% that we saw for 2018 was the worst in decades. That was the worst annual growth since 1990. So if you're just looking at the data alone, it's not a really pretty picture.
Is there anything else unique to this particular point in time that has investors more concerned than usual about U.S. vulnerability to a slowdown in China?
Sure, a couple of things. First of all, we are in a period where global growth, after a year where growth in many countries was picking up, right now global growth appears to be contracting, slowing. And that's not great if we have a China slowdown in a period where growth is on the way down rather than on the way up. Also, the Chinese central bank and China's government has stimulated its economy over and over again over the last couple of years. And some investors are concerned that the stimulus won't continue to work in the same way that it has in prior years because China's economy has taken on so much debt.
You talk about some other factors regarding economic policy in China that could hurt U.S. stocks. Another in particular that you mention is devaluing Chinese currency. Tell us how that could play out.
Over the last couple of years, some of the big outflows that we've seen from China and some of the big fluctuations that we've seen, volatility in the U.S. stock market, have resulted from a falling yuan. Now, the yuan is controlled more or less by China's central bank, but the concern is that if the yuan starts dropping, that could raise concern among investors that all is not well in China's economy. Investors get worried. They start selling large parts of their portfolio, not just their Chinese assets, but assets that depend on China, like emerging market assets or U.S. stocks that are highly dependent on China for their bottom lines. And that leads to another sell-off in the market.
And of course, here in the United States, we are coming off a very strong January. What else are you hearing from investors about their concerns going forward?
Well, one concern has been put on pause, and that is the Federal Reserve. We've had what appears to be a dovish shift from the Fed last week, where officials have said that or suggested that they're taking a pause in raising interest rates. So that is temporarily off the table. That leaves China as a very big concern because a number of things can go wrong. If the U.S. and China aren't able to move trade talks forward, that puts those worries back on the table. Also, if we get more evidence that the Chinese economy is slowing, that also could be worrisome for investors. And as far as the U.S. is concerned, if paradoxically, if we keep getting really, really good economic data like we got on Friday with the jobs numbers, that could bolster the case for investors who believe that the Fed won't stay on hold for long and could give some investors a little bit more to worry about.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ira Yosebashvili joining me in our studio. Thank you so much, Ira.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.